Item number 8, please.
Item number 8 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding a request from Journey House, Inc. to install the Green Bay Packers Nitschke Field Turf and related amenities in Mitchell Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Haley.
I think I'll just start.
Director Black. When I see Mr. Haley.
That's all right. The next two items are for information only, and we are going to try to bring them back by the June cycle. As we try to do is to bring it for information to you, that you hear it the first time, and we're not seeking approval maybe the first time that you've heard it. I'm going to give the presentation. We've got PowerPoints on both of them. Talk about the actual construction, what's going to happen, the details of that. And then Mr. Kuglich will come in at the end and talk about what we're going to be doing in the next 2 weeks for contract negotiations to be able to bring it back to you. The Journey House project has been brought to this committee 4 times, and it's been a great partnership, but we wanted to make sure that once the new board was here that you heard it fresh. So for the people that have already seen this, I apologize, but I want to make sure that everybody's up to speed of where we're at. So with that, Mr. Haley.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm Kevin Haley. I'm a landscape architect with the Planning and Development Division of the Park. And I'm just going to try to help you with a little bit of background on the park, so that especially those of you who are new to the committee have an understanding of what's going on. And then I think we've got a great proposal, a PowerPoint that you can look at and see what is, in fact, being proposed. Can you take me to the overall site plan? Mitchell Park, one of our older parks, was transferred to us by the city in the 1930s. It's about 60 acres of land located on South 27th Street, just south of the valley. Many people will probably recognize our iconic domes or the Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservatory, as it's technically called. They're a great landmark for the city and for the park, but they're only a small part of what is, in fact, in the park. It does serve a large neighborhood on the south side. We have a lot of parking because we do have major events. There's a parking lot out here at 27th and Pierce, and a newly constructed parking lot here in front and another one in back that serve the park very well. The proposal before you is basically up on the eastern edge of the park. There's a large hill, a big flat-topped hill that is currently not being programmed. Is in the past has served as some small baseball field and some soccer fields. The park has a large lighted baseball complex down here at the valley, if you will, and it's also used for football practice and such. In the center of the park is a large lagoon, which is really a nice aesthetic feature of the park. We have a wading pool and comfort station over on this end of the park. So there's a lot that happens in the park. This site was the former Sunken Gardens you may have seen pictures of. But basically, the park is in really nice condition, has a lot of favorable amenities for it, and the proposal that's in front of us is to bring in and construct up here a very unique football field and other athletic facility for us. Before I turn it over, I'm just going to suggest that we have one other new addition coming to the park this summer, which should be really great, and that's running the length of the valley is the state of Wisconsin's Hank Aaron State Trail. It's been in the planning for a long time as segments of it are constructed, and there's a really unique project by which we're going to construct a bridge over the railroad tracks down here from the valley up into the park. So this whole new strip of parkland and trails leading from Lakeshore State Park all the way out to the county line at 124th Street will have a really significant connection here up and across about 8 sets of railroad tracks that go there. So that's going to help connect us even better to the neighborhood and some additional amenities. And I think with that said, unless you have questions, we'll let you see specifically what this proposal is about. And John Maselli has been working on the design and the planning of this for a long time, and it's going to, I think, walk you through what's being proposed.
Sure. Good morning. Thanks.
Just a couple. This is a shot at that plateau. There's a pathway that leads up to it. What you see is the end of that pathway, and then again, what's being used informally as soccer and football up on the plateau. This is a plan of the master plan that the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative had started about 2009. On it, you'll notice that there. This is what happened was the quality of life plan was developed with input from the neighbors. I think there were 650 neighbors that had provided input into this, and they talked about all kinds of things that would improve Clark Square. Up in the upper left corner, you see Mitchell Park, and there were a number of initiatives or a number of amenities that they wanted to add to Mitchell Park to help improve that neighborhood. This is a list of those catalytic projects from that from the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative. So again, the ones that are outlined in red there are ones that directly affect Mitchell Park that were proposed. So here you see up on that plateau where the football field would go. This is the old Ray Nitschke practice field that the Packers had, and it was donated to Journey House to install somewhere. It's a turf field. You've probably seen them around at different parks now, and a lot of high schools have them. It's an artificial surface, but it's very grass-like. Bradley Tech is the closest one, I believe, to this location. They have a new one that they just put in a couple years ago. And this one has the unique distinction of being the old Packers field, obviously. It has the Green Bay Packer logos on it, and those, I believe, are the only ones outside of the National Football League that are allowed. So this is a nice distinction for the park. Looking at it from that waiting pool, this is what we were looking at as an entryway to approach the park or approach the field as you walk up that slight incline here. This is just a slightly higher view of that. Ultimately, we would like to install bleachers and lights so that you could have larger events there. And again, just another shot of that. Maybe I'll let Michelle talk a little bit about the Packers.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Michelle Bria. I'm the CEO of Journey House, and we're very excited by this partnership, and it's been wonderful working with Sue Black and her parks team. They're just fantastic. We're all about partnerships at Journey House in the neighborhood. And as John said, this has been something the neighborhood has wanted since 2009. We've had over 600 residents and 20 different community meetings over the years waiting for the Packers field to come. We have 400 boys under helmets in a very well-organized league, and this would give them the space to play games and practice, but it would also be open to others to join. We also have programs for girls, and we have cheerleading leagues that is competitive, and we're building the pipeline for those young women to go to college, too. So we're very excited about this. We've raised the money to put the football field in and fencing around it. Jim Schlater is also with us today. He's our campaign chair and has done an excellent job in securing resources for this great project.
Chairman, committee members, my name is Paul Kuglich. I'm the contract services officer for the Parks Department. For those two new committee members, my role is to work with our partners in crafting a contract. I've worked with Journey House and its staff, meeting on several occasions, to begin finalizing a contract to bring before you next cycle in June for your review and for your approval. Journey House has submitted to the Department of Administrative Services its due diligence packet, and we expect a report from them as well. Parks is working in tandem with the Department of Administrative Services in Journey House in finalizing the contract, and we believe we'll have something hammered out very shortly.
Thank you. Mr. Schneider, I assume?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Director Black. And just on behalf of the board at Journey House, I've been on the boards for about 15 years, and we just completed the financing and the building of our new facility, which is completely paid for. And as a result of the gift from the Green Bay Packers, this one-of-a-kind gift, actually nationwide, this has never been done. Working with the parks, it's been a real pleasure. Director Black, her team, see the value that comes from this field, and that's totally about education. We at Journey House call this our outdoor classroom, and it's going to be a development of the kids, and that feeds out into the parents and the entire family. So I thank the county as a result of Director Black and the parks for what you guys see in this ultimate project. It's going to be really cool. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I would ask that you fill out cards, blue cards that are available, so we have a permanent record of your appearance before the committee. Supervisor Robo West.
Hi.
This is your district, and
this
I'm sure you have comments to make.
And these are some of my favorite people. This is one of my favorite projects. And so I just came this morning, obviously, to be supportive. One of the things that these wonderful people aren't telling you is that this football league actually is based in education. And so I know some of you have met Charles Brown, who's their coach. Everybody calls him Coach. A lot of people don't even know his name. And unfortunately, he's out today because he's having surgery, or he's had surgery. But all these kids have a library card. The coach shows up at their school unexpectedly and checks on both their attendance, their attitude, and their schoolwork. And we have some very successful kids at Journey House because of this. The other thing is this gentleman's being very humble in that he has done a wonderful job in raising money and being a great partner and meeting us halfway. I had the pleasure, the privilege of being at this year's annual banquet, and these individuals raised more than $100,000 at that banquet. And that's just the support, the love that Journey House gets from its board of directors and the community. They're doing wonderful things. And so I just came today, again, to be supportive and to give a little prod because we do have a grant that will expire in September. And so we do have the time clock. It's ticking very loudly in my head. And we would love to get this done. I think this is something that all of Milwaukee County will be very proud of, having this field in Mitchell Park. I've actually gotten calls from people who didn't know we were putting the field in the park and want to buy, like, a piece of it. I don't know what they want to do with it. But, you know, I said, no, we're going to put it in the park. But it'll be a great addition. And it's actually going to utilize the space that is a little bit underutilized right now. So in a minute, we're going to have every square inch of Mitchell Park being used and used to the best of its capacity. So I want to thank you for scheduling this, and thank you for your continued support in getting this done. It's going to be really exciting as we're all standing there at the groundbreaking. All right.
Any further questions by committee members? Comments? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the illustrations, it looks really good, and trust me, I've fully support this, and I do want it to happen. Thank you for your efforts on this, everybody. My question is not even to Journey House, but there's some lovely walkways we saw in those images, and perhaps it's a reaction I now have to walkways in parks. Are the walkways going to be under the Parks Department's care? Would that be covered by anybody else? I would hate to have Supervisor Romo West to be hounded about the walkways.
Director Black?
Chairman, Supervisors, as we finalize the terms of the agreement, the long-term maintenance obviously is something that's on the forefront of the Parks Department, and the language will be crafted, or we hope we can come to some understanding that they would be responsible for the maintenance of the site. Having said that, with the education part of it, they want to teach the kids how to maintain, how to run concessions, how to clean the field. They want to add all of those components in there. So when you actually get that contract in front of you, and that's why all of your eyes on the contract, the better. we'll be giving it to you in draft form. So if you have comments or you think there's other language that we should be considering, that's kind of part of the process. So you can take a look at that maintenance language when we forward it to you.
And I don't know if it was covered or not, Mr. Chairman, but Journey House does currently practice in Mitchell Park. And so the kids are out there, they're picking up garbage, they're, you know, taking care of it, they're reporting things back to me when they need to be done. They also have a great relationship with Ron Futurist and the other grounds people over there. And so when there's something that needs to be done, you know, Journey House, we're actually really blessed to have them in Mitchell Park because they're a constant presence in that park, and they probably know it better than I do. And so they've been just a really great partner. And so I don't anticipate there being any problems with the last 2 years since they've gotten there. Right. If you just get rid of the dandelions, it'd be awesome.
Director Black?
Chairman, supervisors, one other thing that you understand, they did their fundraising part of it, and this is the due diligence, but the grant, I don't think that we've given enough emphasis on what a big deal that is. It was $250,000 from the NFL that also was on top of the fundraising efforts, and that's why that money needs to be exhausted, but that they gave us that we got the field and then we got the NFL grant. It's everything's coming together.
Cool. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions or comments? Thank you very much. Thank you all for your involvement. It's deeply appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This item is informational.